And we're going to start off today with some eats.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by Kohl's.
Smart Food Popcorn has a new flavor.
Oh, bring it.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Cool Ranch is the last one in the pack.
No. The Fritos are always the last one in the pack.
Not at our house because we put them in chili.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. So that means that the popcorn tastes not only like ranch, but also Doritos? Or is it just the,
well,
like
no,
the Cool
Doritos
Ranch?
Cool Ranch. It's their Cool Ranch flavor.
Got it.
Doritos is the brand.
Well, no, I understand that. I just said, you know.
It doesn't taste like Doritos. It tastes like popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Cool Ranch popcorn.
Got it.
Eggo's got some new Eggo's. Eggo chocolatey chip banana waffles, Eggo berry blast mini toast waffles, and the Eggo vanilla bean grab and go liege style waffles.
Yes.
The liege style waffles are the ones you don't have to heat. You can eat them at room temperature.
Nice.
And
are they crunchy, though?
I hate to tell you this, Murphy, but you can actually leave them at room temperature up to 15 days.
Oh, well.
Murphy would never.
I see these are the all-natural waffles.
15 right. minutes is more like it. Flips, you know, the chocolate-covered pretzels?
I do know them.
Yeah.
Maddie's favorite. They now have a churro flavor.
Oh, Murphy's
favorite. Yeah, you see, there's something to that. Yes.
Yeah. There's some popcorners that that are like cinnamon crunch,
yeah.
And they taste like a churro on a chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Brisk iced tea got a new flavor.
Okay.
Blood orange.
Okay. Nice.
It's got the blood orange.
I like it.
And the pink drink that's famous at Starbucks, they're now selling it in stores. You can actually buy a little jar of the pink drink. That's strawberry acai. Coconut milk and fruit juice.
Okay.
Is the pink drink one of the only things at Starbucks that has no caffeine? That's why you see a lot of kids drink it? Okay.
How am I, the food dude?
I just thought it was kind of that designer thing, because that was really an off-menu thing, right?
I think it was.
Everybody knows what the pink drink is, just it's not listed.
I just think parents need to know that. Like, whenever the girls were little and I would drive through to get something for the caffeine... And I didn't want them to have any caffeine. Obviously, we would do like the vanilla bean frap because I made sure, really sure, that there was no caffeine.
Maddie would always get the decaf.
Still have some caffeine. Just
All right.
Thank you, food dude.
Okay.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, though, why swim instructors across the country want you to be careful about what color bathing suit you buy for the kids. This whole story about swim instructors across the country, I'm bringing it back up because Sam strongly, you disagree with it, but you don't understand it. And I love it.
I understand it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Swim
Maybe
instructors
this is one I missed.
Across the country are asking parents to not buy light blue colored swimsuits for kids because it camouflages them in the water. The deeper they go into the water, once they're below the surface and they go deeper down, you know, if you're a lifeguard or you're a swim instructor and you're scanning water and there are 20 kids in the water. Yes, that you see legs and arms, but camouflaging any part of the body is hard for them, and a light blue swimsuit disappears under light blue water.
How come in 2023 is the first time we're hearing about this?
I don't know.
Blue has been around forever.
Ever since the bathing suit was invented.
Okay, listen.
Ever since they invented colors.
Yeah. I think it's a cool heads up. You don't know that it might not save a kid.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me.
It does. Look at Google it. Google some of the images of what they're talking about, and it's like you have to look really hard to see legs there. And if they're short, little legs, you know what I'm saying. And you've got 20 other kids you're watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me in a swimming pool. But you know, however, if it works the same way with sharks where they can't see you,
yeah.
Maybe you should wear one in the ocean. I don't know. I'm just wondering. You know.
You need to go viral with that.
I have a question. Do sharks see color?
I don't know. I know they can smell blood.
Right?
They can smell you. That's the thing about sharks. Not trying to scare anybody.
But seriously, you know, I mean, this is an easy one to fix. I agree. Why take the chance? It's not worth the risk.
It's true.
Get something that's bright.
They're saying look out for pastel colors too. They don't like those. It's hard for them to see. You are colorblind, Sam. How can you disagree with this?
It wouldn't matter to me. I'm colorblind.
It wouldn't matter to you. They're also saying do the super flashy, bright bathing suit colors just
I
for
love
them.
That. Yeah.
I used to always dress our girls when they would go on field trips. Or we were going to go to a big amusement park or something in bright color so I could find them easily if they were to get away.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
One of the coolest shows on Netflix, every episode was like a major motion picture, was The Crown, and is The Crown. And, you know, Murphy, that's one that you and I stopped watching.
I was all about it. Claire Foy was amazing as Queen Elizabeth. And
well,
then
you had a crush on her, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it didn't hurt.
Cute.
Yeah, right. And then, so, famous actor.
Olivia Colman came in to play the queen.
The older queen.
Right.
And
she's
yeah, and
fab.
Then we just kind of, and we rolled off after that. And I would like to get, because the Princess Diana years are supposed to
oh,
be.
Yeah. Oh, they're incredible. That's what's happening right now, actually.
I don't think it's my behavior that's threatening its survival. You, as future king, have a duty.
Oh, all about duty. Okay, here's what's up. They're having to reshoot episodes right now because Gillian Anderson, who won an Emmy for playing Margaret Thatcher on the show, is not returning for the next season due to scheduling issues. She has some other gigs. So season 6 has already started filming, but they're having to rewrite her out of it because they're having to blow stuff up because they wanted her in a lot more of it, and she's not going to be able to. And this season 6 that they're filming now will focus on the death of Princess Diana in 1997. Scheduled to be released later this year and expected to be the biggest season.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
What sound do you wake up to on your alarm every morning? Because it could be making you cranky.
And hearing from you is what we love the most.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Jody, we've got an email for you from Trinity. It's about something you covered in Three Things to Know.
Oh, hey, Trinity, I like your name.
It's a beautiful name.
You mentioned that it's, scientists now say it's better to wake up with music as opposed to a sound on your alarm.
Something melodic. Is better to wake up to, even though you're more likely for it to get stuck in your head all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something neutral and like a...
Is that because it's less jarring than a buzzer?
You're less likely to feel groggy if you wake up with something melodic.
I'm afraid I won't hear it. That's why I have an annoying noise. But Trinity said, heard y'all talking about waking up to music instead of sounds. Mm-hmm. My household Echo Dots are all linked together to play Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh.
All my kids like the song, and it's refreshing.
It is.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty soothing.
It's such a good one.
I just don't know if I'd hear that.
Really? You would sleep through a song playing?
Yeah, light songs like yours. Whenever I hear yours go off, Murphy, not that.
I'm about to say, when are you at our house?
You know, whenever I've slept over at your house. But every now and then, Murphy's will go off here and play it.
Yeah.
The galaxy, yeah.
Sounds like a nursery.
Yeah, it's a nursery rhyme.
A lullaby.
It's very soothing. It lulls me out of a deep sleep.
Yeah. This is my sound.
That's why you're so precious.
Yeah.
This is Sam's sound. Oh, yeah.
You wake up to that?
3:30 in the morning, that goes off, I'm up.
Yeah, Grinch, you are.
And that doesn't jar you out of bed?
It does, but if I'm too deep in sleep and I hear a lullaby playing.
It'll go into your dream?
Wow.
It probably would go into my dream and I'd miss it.
Our youngest, Phoebe, is the same way, truly. I mean, she uses noises, not music.
She needs people to actually wake her up.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so if you're going to choose something, a melody is better. And thank you, Trinity. It sounds lovely to wake up at your house. No.
Not your house, right. Sam. Trinity's.
Here comes the sun.
Email us anytime.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, as expected, as we inch towards summer, gas prices are inching higher. They're creeping up. And according to AAA, $3.60 a gallon average as of today. Hmm. That is significantly higher since last month. And of course, it's because of the OPEC countries deciding to slow down oil production, which raises the price at the pump for us. Right when we're just about to get behind the wheel.
Amazing how that works, huh?
It does. Number two, did you hear about the man in Thailand who used ChatGPT to generate winning lottery numbers?
How?
he
lottery
used,
chance.
I know he asked it some questions about previous winning numbers and combinations, and it gave him these numbers, and he played it and he won. But he only won $59. But he swears it's because he put some thought into it. Everybody's going to be trying. The point being, ChatGPT for everything. And number three, the Starbucks drink that has the olive oil in it. Yeah. It's infused. Look out. Customers are saying it sends you to the bathroom. One woman said it made her stomach speak to her all day. And word to the wise, the grande version has 34 grams of fat. Because it's got olive oil infused in the drink.
Nothing to add there. Three things to know today. Hey, Murphy, I have to share a text with you that Jody sent me.
Oh, I don't know Jody sent you a text.
Yeah, what? Yesterday afternoon. I got my MRI results back. And then there's a line with a bunch of jumbled letters.
It's a joke.
Yeah, well, knowing our sense of humor in here, I thought this is Jody saying, you know, my brain is twisted or something. And I said, well, that's a great tease for tomorrow. And she said, if tomorrow comes.
Wow. It's a very Sam joke.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, she stole my line.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
It's fun to send you.
And then I sent her the eye roll emoji, like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get back two lines of just letters. Letters run together, and it's like, okay.
That's where the joke goes too far.
Yeah, right? It's like, all right, we're sticking with this one, aren't we?
I was having fun with that because I know you can't wait to know things.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to keep you in suspense. Murphy knows my results because as soon as, first of all, I'm on the way to do yoga, and I get a call from a number I don't recognize, and I never answer those. And hello, I answered. It was my doctor.
Yeah.
Not the nurse, not an assistant, my doctor. I was like, oh,
did that scare you right away?
No, I was just like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, I've got your MRI results. Oh, let me pull over. So two MRIs. Yeah. I did two. One on the neck. He said my neck is fine. Some of the discs look more close together than he would like, but it may not be a problem ever. The other, and then he said, now to your brain, Jody. I was like, man. And he takes this big pause.
Like, this is a tricky one here.
He did the doctor thing where he said so much to me at one point, so much medical stuff. I thought, there's no way I'm going to remember how to relay this to Murphy. No way.
Is it good or bad?
It's good, mostly. Okay. Mostly.
The bad news is your family tree doesn't have many branches.
Now, that's what you would have liked to have said.
Okay. Oh, yes! Yes!
Basically, what he sees on my brain in the MRI, the reason I'm having the weird headache pain, the sharp pains, it looks the same as what he sees, what they see in people with migraines. It presents like a migraine. He says, you're lucky you're not having migraines and only these pains.
You're going to have to start taking migraine medicine?
No, I'm on something light and easy for when I need it.
Knowing all this now, are you relieved?
About the brain or the family tree?
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, it's an EV world. Electric vehicle world. Okay. More on that next. It's an EV world for sure. Electronic vehicle EV world. You know, and there's a lot of industries changing, but the car industry, the automotive industry, is really changing a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have any friends who have electronic vehicles. We know a couple of people.
Yeah.
New.
Well, look, most of the major
drove right out of our life, but yeah.
Most of the major car makers are saying that, you know, they're going to be converted fully. Most of their lines are going to be electric vehicles within, what, 20, 25 years, something like that?
Hey, you want to know some irony I saw on the road the other day?
What, Sam?
One of those car carriers carrying a whole truckload of Teslas.
That is irony.
It's like, I'm driving, like, wow, that's a whole bunch of Teslas. Wait a second, it's a gas-powered vehicle.
Yeah. Carrying it. Well, we're all, you know, switching over slowly but surely. It'll be a long time. And then one day, gas-powered vehicles will be like, man, that's an antique.
See, kids, that's a gas-powered vehicle.
What does that mean, Dad? Anyway, speaking of it, before we get to, like, the whole Walmart plan, you know, Tesla has dropped some of their prices on their website.
Mm-mm.
The sales have been slow of Teslas. I don't know if it's just, you know, the fascination with Tesla specifically is worn off or other makers.
Probably the economy. And, I mean, there is competition, yes.
Yeah, other makers are coming, you know, to the whatever, to the game. Yeah. So the, several of their larger models, like bigger models, have dropped thousands of dollars, you know, in price. Online, of course, is that that's the only way you can buy them, right? I think that is.
Yes.
So Walmart is planning to add EV charging stations within the next several years. Each Walmart in the country will have at least four.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you're running into Walmart necessarily to shop. It just means it's there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into shop if you want to charge your vehicle there.
Yeah.
Well, if you look around and you'll see a lot of that now, there's 61,000 charging stations around the U.S. and Canada already.
Wow.
And most of these electric cars, in case you don't know that, will plot it out for you. That's why you don't get stranded.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. And, you know, so, and that's why the goal is to have more of them everywhere, you know?
Now you really want an EV, don't you? It tells me where it is.
And there are a few other things like that surprised me. I've just started really getting interested in the electric vehicle thing. So we'll talk more about that in the After the Show podcast today.
Excellent.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Stranger Things news. I'm so excited to tell you. Oh my gosh. So the fifth and final season, we're still waiting for it.
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to. They will. They're going to start filming this summer. Those kids are going to look like college graduates.
Yeah.
But here's
some of them are having to shave.
Do you remember the first time you watched this show? It was like, whoa. It felt different than anything. It felt like a throwback.
I felt like
new.
I was back to Spielberg and E.T. era.
And Stephen King.
Yeah.
I thought that too. Felt that way. So Netflix has ordered more Stranger Things in the vein of an animated spinoff is coming. An animated I know you're going to. You're so picky. You thought Vecna wasn't scary in season four.
I didn't care for him.
You've broken everything.
I thought he was very scary and had trouble looking at that suit. Anyway, the project is still untitled, but the Duffer brothers are involved. They've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah.
And it really works because the kids don't age here. This could go on and on. But they say the animated Stranger Things that's coming is in the vein of the Saturday morning cartoons that we all grew up loving with these stories.
Oh.
I'm thinking that works.
That Saturday morning cartoons were fun.
I know. And
scary.
Stranger Things is fun with a little bit of scary slipped in. Okay? No date yet, but as soon as we get a date and title, you will know. Sam, I know your twins are graduating high school next month. Our daughter, Phoebe, she's graduating as well. And so I was working on the grad invitations the other day, addressing the envelopes. And I asked Murphy to help me print out some wallet-sized pictures.
Photos. Those were my jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll handle everything else. You print out the pictures. And we're not even sending a lot of invitations. So I'm like, give me 10 of this shot and 10 of this one. You know, because Phoebe picked a couple that she thought would be good wallet sizes. So I get home, and poor Phoebe is going to think we're obsessed with her because I get home to all these pictures, like hundreds of pictures printed out. You want to tell him what happened?
So it was a small online mistake.
I normally make.
Yeah, well, I went ahead and printed to, you know, a nationally known chain.
Uh-huh.
There you can go pick up photos, right? And so they've got standard photo sizes. If you want wallet, you've got to cut them yourself.
Oh, yeah. You got to order the sheet.
Yeah.
The sheet is the same size no matter what.
Right.
If it's an 8x10, 2 5x7s,
right.
4 3x5s, whatever,
yep.
A bunch of wallets.
I did not know that. And so what I wound up Jody actually wanted 8 of one, 8 of the other. And so what I wound up getting was 8 times 4 of each. So I had 97 photos, 96 photos.
Look, Phoebe.
And
we can play cards with your face for
years. Yeah.
And then on top of that, I'm thinking, well, this will be. So Jody also wanted me in charge of cutting those.
Oh.
You know, like 96 of these. I need to use one of those paper cutting things, right? Where you could measure it. So that's exactly what I did. Perfect 2x3 or whatever the wallet was. Pulled the little lever. Cut them what I thought was acceptable, but Jody
You can tell that they've been cut, and the other picture is like visible in the cut. And it's like, I'm sorry, but half of these I can't use because I'm not sending that out. It would make you hurt, Sam.
It's not that bad. There are a handful where you see Phoebe cropped at the bottom, and then her feet are on top of her head.
Not sending that. I'll save one for you, Sam.
Thank you.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the FBI is warning the public to think twice about using public phone charging stations because hackers have tapped into some of them. Man. I know, and can infect your smartphone, tablet,
it's always so convenient at the airport
with malware. Okay, that's one of the places.
Yeah.
They're saying at the airport, hotels, shopping centers, those ports can introduce bad stuff, monitoring software onto your device.
Yeah.
So carry your own charger and USB cord and use an electrical outlet instead until they can get things under wraps. Number two, tax day is 1 week from today, April 18th this year. The 15th is on a Saturday.
Right.
And then the next weekday being the 17th, which is recognized as Emancipation Day in D.C.
Federal holiday. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
So, and some areas of the country have an extension, automatic extension because of weather and disaster situations. It's true. If you're filing an extension, you know, you have until October 16th, but you have to file for the extension. And if you're getting a refund, and it's electronic, and there's no problem with your return, 21 days, they're saying.
You probably filed already.
Probably. And number three, Dairy Queen celebrating the dessert they created called the Blizzard. I know you've had one. They created it in 1985. So if you order on the app between now and the 23rd of this month, you get it for 85 cents.
Whoa!
And they've introduced all these cool retro flavors also in celebration, like the Cotton Candy Blizzard, the S'mores Blizzard, all back 85 cents, but you have to do it on the app.
Three things to know today.
Social media connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook pages, we love to connect with you there, and we get a lot of comments, and we try to answer them all. We also get email, and boy, we were talking about pets and how long some of them live, because apparently bearded dragons can live for almost 10 years.
Pythons average 10, but the comment that we had last week was
33. Well, actually, this is from Kim. She emailed us. We were talking about a ball python.
Yes.
And she had emailed us. And she emailed us again because we were talking about it. She says, I'm the one with the 33-year-old ball python, Nikki.
Right.
The python's name is Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
You asked about feeding. Live rats used to be abundant for feeders, but pet stores now will not allow a live rat to be used for feeders, only as a pet.
Mm.
So I've been forced to buy... Are you guys ready for this?
Uh-oh.
So this is from Kim. I've been forced to buy frozen rats. Wait, it gets worse. Thaw in hot water.
What?
And dangle by the tail in front of her. Length, she is about 5 feet and probably weighs 6 pounds.
Oh,
and she
feet?
Sent us pictures.
Well, obviously the diet has worked because the average age is 10 years for a bald python, and then... Hers is 33, and I think it said the world record is 62 years old at the St. Louis Zoo.
Kim said that she's been told they can live 50 to 60 years.
That's
which
incredible.
Means rare. Yeah. So frozen. Frozen.
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to pick something that's a diet, they're certainly plentiful. If you really wanted to attract them, it's easy to do that, too. You know?
Even
leave a plate and leave a plate of dog food outside. It doesn't cost you a dime.
I just leave the snake outside next to the dog food.
Murphy, you'd have to then freeze them somehow. You have to capture them and freeze them somehow.
Well, no, she only buys them frozen. If you captured, she could capture a live one.
Oh, that's true, but that's gross.
Where are they at in the frozen section? Next to the fries or the pizza?
She orders them online, I'm sure.
I got you.
Anyway, Kim, we love hearing from you. I'm
fresh
fascinated.
From the Rat Depot.
I am fascinated by
Rats
this.
Are us.
Keep it coming anytime on Facebook or Instagram. You can also join us, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 820, and next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, a little bad news if you're hoping to catch Adele in Vegas later this year.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
Well, if you were hoping to go see Adele later this year and her extended Vegas residency, got what could be some bad news. I'll go easy on you.
couple of days ago, we heard that, hey, it's on.
Just verified fan presale was last Wednesday. Okay. And apparently everybody snatched up the tickets because there was a general to the public on sale scheduled for Friday of last week.
Right.
And they canceled it because everything was gone.
Well, there's only so many seats in those smallish amphitheaters.
Yeah.
It's not like a stadium tour.
I guess the only place you can find them now is like the StubHubs and those
Resellers,
certified resellers. And by the way, that's for the June through November dates. That's what we're talking about there. Big week this week on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. If you didn't catch it last night, these guys were on. Metallica.
What?
They're on all this week, playing live on Jimmy Kimmel. They have the new album, 72 Seasons, coming out.
Whoa.
So they're on every night. One of the nights they'll actually get to play and sit down with Jimmy and talk.
Yes.
But the rest of the time, they're basically the house band.
Oh, wow.
They're playing the music in and out of the... That's so cool.
Yeah, and some samples from their new album as well.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. I'll definitely be checking it out the next day in the mornings or whatever.
And this one, this is such a fun story. Did you know that there was a Bodyguard musical?
No.
Yeah, there was a Bodyguard musical. I don't think it's ever made it to Broadway. It travels around the U.S., the touring company.
Yeah, you'd think it would.
And it's been playing in the U.K. right now. And apparently, over the weekend, they had some trouble with fans because fans like to sing along with this song.
Of course. It makes sense.
So much so that actually, where they show it, the ushers are walking around with placards that say, "Please no singing during the performance."
Right. Oh,
please,
really?
Please no singing. And at the end, when everything is over, they come back and they redo "I Will Always Love You" so that the fans can sing along.
Okay.
But apparently the fans on this night were just singing along during the whole show. A couple of alcohol imbibers were drinking and singing. And they stopped the show 10 minutes early, turned up the lights, and said, "Okay, everybody leave." And they arrested a couple people.
Whoa!
Drunk and disorderly at the Bodyguard.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
American Horror Story News. Ryan Murphy has not let us know what the next one will be like, but we know the name of it is Delicate. Hmm. And the big news is that Kim Kardashian has joined the cast and will, you know, take a shot at acting again. She's done some like voice acting and things and SNL.
Mm-hmm.
You think she could do scary? I think so.
Yeah, is she going to have a long-term character or is it going to be like Adam Levine where he dies in the first episode?
No idea. She has announced through her social media that she's going to be a part of it, along with Emma Roberts, who's been a part of it.
Oh, she's been in a number
exactly.
of them. Yeah.
So look for that coming soon. I think don't count her out. Anything she puts her mind to, and I mean Kim, don't count her out. Jeremy Renner on the mend and appeared last night on Jimmy Kimmel on the mend after his snowplow accident.
Was this a publicity stunt?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, if there was any question as to who the toughest Avenger was, that's settled now, right?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Jeremy said Scarlett Johansson. Did you catch that? Yeah. He actually came out. Just walk in with a cane and talked all about his recovery, which he's still in recovery. But wow, one big Avenger there to celebrate.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting things to happen to me recently was when I saw the owl right in front of our house, Murphy. And
who?
I made a...
this is where Sam goes every time. Every time we talk about
it. I never have another owl joke. It's always who?
Well, get it out of your system early.
It's gone.
But, I can really spot them, and I often do, and so much so that I've even recorded them in the past. I'm a bird nerd. Oh,
it's sweet. I love your love for birds.
So I saw one. I made a reel of it and put it up on our Facebook and Instagram because he was just sitting there, he or she, in the middle of the day on a power line, and it was right after our rain, and I know they can't fly in the rain. So it's like you're sitting there just drying out. You know what's up. I get out of my car, and we had this beautiful moment together. It was so cool. So on our Facebook and Instagram page, Kim says, "Seeing an owl is said to be an angel watching over you and a sign of peace." Oh. I've never heard that. I just think they're cool birds.
Mm-hmm.
Mary says, "I count myself lucky on those days that I see a hawk that lives by my office. One day it was sitting right on the fence in front of my car." So cool. A lot of bird nerds out there, just like me.
Yeah.
Diane says, "My neighbor has a large wooded area on their property. I hear owls calling to each other early in the morning and late at night, and we love it.
And it's extra exciting when you actually get to see them, you know, fly and not just make their sounds. But some people are frightened of owls.
It's a superstitious thing.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I guess I understand the eyes and all that. It could be, but, you know.
I had a grandmother who was terrified and superstitious that they brought horrible things. And they Yeah. Wow. You never heard that, Sam? All right. Speaking of it, though, also from our Facebook and Instagram, Sam, you posted a picture of you using Peeps to make s'mores.
Yeah. I used the red one. It was a fruit punch flavor.
It was good?
Yeah.
Kim says Dr. Pepper Peeps are good and they taste like the real thing. However, I don't think they would taste very good as a s'more.
With chocolate.
And Sam, did you put chocolate in there as well?
Yeah, you can't see it. A couple folks asked that one, but it's inside there.
Yeah.
What I get is the little tiny Hershey bars.
Mm-hmm.
So just open it up, slap it on a graham cracker.
Boom. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook.